Dan Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The FBI is now offering a $10,000 reward for any information on two arsonists who started a pair of deadly wildfires in New Mexico. CBS's Mark Strassman.
Thank God we're safe and
have somewhere.
We have somewhere. There's a lot of people that don't have anywhere to go.
Twin wildfires, only partially contained, have charred more than 24,000 acres. Hundreds of homes destroyed, thousands evacuated, and two people killed.
A heat dome breaking more temperature records now across most of the country. Meteorologist Mark Chouinard with the National Weather Service and says some of the hottest temps are in the Northeast.
Set a record in Reading, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Philadelphia. They were 101, which actually broke the old record by quite a bit. Old record was 96.
Meantime, several states, including Iowa, are underwater today. Governor Kim Reynolds issuing a disaster declaration following severe storms there and sent helicopters to rescue people. Rock Valley Police Chief Monty Warburton.
There was some people that were on their roofs because they could not get picked up by boats. The water was too deep and it was too treacherous where there was. So they were going to pick them up with helicopters when I talked to the governor.
South Dakota's flooded from heavy rains too. Renewed hope now at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh.
May the door of this institution be wide enough to receive all who hunger for love and fulfillment.
Second gentleman Doug Emhoff helped break ground on a new building today set to honor 11 people killed in a mass shooting there in 2018. It'll include a museum educating visitors on anti-Semitism. Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 39 people this weekend in northern Gaza. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Gaza's civil defense agency says dozens were killed and more wounded or missing in what's described as a residential complex. Israel's military said its fighter jets struck two Hamas military sites.
There's also concern now that attacks could escalate along Israel's northern border with Lebanon. Just 5 days to go before the first presidential debate, and a new CBS News poll shows candidates may want to start appealing to younger voters. Fred Backus is our manager of surveys.
Just like in 2020, voters under 30 are favoring Joe Biden in the presidential race. 61% of likely voters in that age group would vote for Joe Biden over Donald Trump if the election were held today.
Trump still hasn't picked a running mate, but North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum's on the short list. He talked about it on CNN.
Trump understands the criteria that he wants. He's going to make that choice at the time he makes it. He's got a lot of great choices.
Trump expected to make his choice at the RNC in Milwaukee next month. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. It's summer vacation season. One Wisconsin travel agent says there are plenty of options, even on a tight budget. Mike Moan reports.
Economists are more optimistic these days when it comes to inflation trending downward, but childcare expenses and higher housing payments remain a burden on household finances. Wisconsin-based travel agent Elsie Rushline says if you're wrestling with the idea of heading out of town, there are ways to stretch your travel budget. One example is booking lodging that comes with a complimentary breakfast.
Sometimes the bigger chains include the breakfast and the littler ones, like the motels and stuff, don't. So you might spend a couple dollars more in the hotel, but you're saving that money, especially if you've got kids. Like, they always want to eat breakfast.
Rushline says you can also grab some snacks from that breakfast to take on your daily adventures. And if you're planning a relatively short road trip, such as a few days in a nearby lake town, she recommends packing food before you drive off to avoid spending money on drinks and other items at gas stations along the way. For households with a little more wiggle room for a trip further away from home, Rushline says it's not too late to book flights or hotels for later in the summer, but she recommends acting now to keep costs lower.
I would say book ahead if you can, because when you're doing last-minute travel, it tends to be a little bit more expensive.
For those sticking with the road but are worried their vehicle won't make the trip, analysts say car rental prices have come down a bit since their post-pandemic spike in 2021. Rushline says, if possible, plan a trip with another family to split those rental costs along with other expenses. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. A mix of clouds and sunshine, although there should be a bit more sunshine in the second half of the day. Highs in the upper 70s, light northwest winds. Overnight, lower 60s and mostly clear skies. Sunshine for Monday, highs in the upper 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
It is day 16 and week 4 of Joe Biden's Top 100. Our theme this week, healthcare. You're not going to want to miss a single episode.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What is up, Wisconsin? Oh, my God. Rational Revolution, you're here again. Mark Becker, I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Happy Father's Day last week to all the dads out there. We're a week away from the 4th of July. Holy cow. I'm going to Boston with my family. I can't wait. We're going to go to a Red Sox game, and we're going to see a bunch of history and stuff and, you know, see the city. So maybe I'll have an update next time we get together. But this week I have a special guest. This guy never does any media whatsoever. He keeps to himself and he just grinds it, and he's just an all-around good guy. I got Eddie Boyce. He's the founder of Better Days Mentoring LLC. He's also owner of Angelina's Restaurant here in Green Bay, which is absolutely worth the price of admission. And we'll talk about both things. But Eddie, you're here.
Yeah,
we got you. Eddie Boyce, everybody. So Eddie and I went to the same high school. He graduated a couple of years after me. Mm-hmm. So I'm older. His brother Harry, I knew more in mm-hmm. high school, because his brother Harry Boyce, I played soccer, and so did Harry. But Harry's known for more of the basketball thing, because he went on and played, what, 10 years professionally?
Yeah, 10 years overseas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And so Harry's got a hell of a power shot, too, though, in soccer. That would say, I bet he got along pretty good over there with a shot like that, I would imagine.
Soccer ain't for me. It worked for him.
But I'm so thrilled that you're here. You were just recently awarded and recognized by We All Rise at their Juneteenth celebration, mm-hmm. and they recognized male caregivers mm-hmm. in the community, and you were one of them.
Yeah, myself and Dennis Tennant and my brother Harry, they wanted to highlight individuals that had went to East High School and have come up in the community, and wanted to highlight us three in particular, just kind of showing like, hey, you know, you can achieve things.
Oh, yeah.
And just being, you know, East graduates and all three of us being college graduates. I mean, we all competed at the next level
mm-hmm.
playing, you know. I was able to compete all 4 years.
Yeah, you're pretty good at basketball yourself, my friend.
Yeah, I'm more, if you ask, you know, I got all the dog in me. So Harry's your overall, he's your overall, like, okay. But I'm the better scorer.
There you go.
I can do, once I get the ball, it's over.
Kobe.
Yeah, I can fill it up.
I know you can.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem filling it up.
No, that's so cool. And, you know, I remember that was my memory of you in high school, was prolific basketball player. I mean, very, very talented.
Thank you.
We didn't interact much in school, but it's crazy. Like, so the last, you know, when I graduated high school, I didn't really know what I was going to do. And it was, you know, I kind of just put my head down and just grinded as hard as I could at doing whatever I could to get to be successful. And then all of a sudden, like, I pick my head up and I, you know, because it's lonely doing that, you know. For I've found that, you know, I lost a lot of connections and all of that. But it's so cool to pick your head up and see, like, you're killing it. Oh, my God. Like, you started an incredible mentoring, organization that benefits the community. Mm-hmm. You have a restaurant. You're like, I think you're the only black business owner in that industry, in this town.
Yeah.
And so, like, what? How the heck? That's amazing. And you got a beautiful family, wife, kids, everything. Like, life is good for you, man.
Yeah, I mean, Better Days started 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So when I was doing that, like, that was something that was very, very essential to me, because I look at it and I'm like, man, you know, at a time growing up the way that I did, you know, we was raised just by my mother,
mm-hmm.
you know, so grew up in a single mother, you know, single parent household. So I think that's crucial to have, whether it be in home or outside of your home, somebody that you can, you know, go to or get guidance from.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with Better Days, you know, that's been very good, just from the sense of the community as, you know, very much just been involved with it. And I mean, I got a great working relationship with, you know, juvenile justice over at Brown County, a great relationship with, you know, the PD, the officers from the PD.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know what I mean? So
yeah, no, now, that's cool.
You know, it's really helpful, because sometimes, you know, you might have a young kid that's doing something on the weekend and an officer stops them, or there might be something that takes place. And instead of it just being like, oh man, you know, you're going to jail. Well, the officer will call myself or
no
one
kidding,
of my mentors.
Really?
Yeah, I kid you not. And so, like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and just to say, like, hey, you know, this
talk
happened.
To this kid.
Yeah, this
that's
happened
sweet.
Over
that's
the weekend
cool.
with this family, and so I enjoy that, because it also helps with those young individuals, whether you're white, black, Asian, Hispanic. It allows for them to get a different perspective. That hey, okay. These guys are
not
all
bad.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And when they see me having interactions with them, whether it be I'm out and about in the community.
It's a simple handshake.
Yeah, and I dap up an officer.
That's
hey,
cool.
Like, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, Mr. Boyce, oh, man, you know, like, what's going on? Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so it allows for those kids to see that, because I think, you know, you see a lot of things on social media and different things. And I always say, you know, I can't be in control of those things that are happening in all those different places.
Yep.
But we can control what we do here in Green Bay.
What were you doing professionally when you started that foundation?
When I started that, I was already working. Like, I just graduated.
Okay.
I came back. And I found out I was actually gearing up, and I was preparing to go overseas to go and play.
No kidding.
I kid you not.
Oh, cool.
After my scene, like, I was like, okay. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go up
over
this. Here. Yeah. And my grandmother had just passed, so we went down to Chicago for a funeral. We came back and found out, you know, at that point, she was my fiance. Like, she was pregnant. I'm like, wow. Like, okay. So I was excited.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, okay. Like, all right. And then, you know, I'd already had buddies that were already up over there. And I'm like, for me, I loved the game of basketball, but I wasn't in love with it.
Okay.
There's two different ways.
You
know, Harry was in love with it, right?
Yeah, that's everything he did.
Yeah, he breathed it, he lived. For me, basketball was really more of a tool. For me, because I always, since I was little, like, I just kind of envisioned having ownership and owning things.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I just, you know, being a point guard too, like, I was more, I told people what to do.
Yes.
Hey, you get here, you get here, you get here. Like, Everybody had to follow, and I made sure everything. So I just always had like this hustler's mentality.
Yes.
Like I want to own things. I want to have ownership. I want to buy things. And so,
yes.
Yeah, I kid you not. So, you know, when I was.
We speak the same language.
Yeah. Oh, you know? My God. So yeah. When I was doing all of this, it was like, okay. So I just, one day I was working at a place and I was just like, yeah, I'd rather just own my own and do my own thing. So I just started my own LLC. That's cool. And, you know, started working with a lot of youth, and then it just grew. So I've worked all the way across the board, from cognitive delays.
That's cool.
I've worked in schools. You know, I contract with school districts now at Schwabenon and De Pere for alternative school for, like, you know, some of the kids where it can be a little tough for them.
Yep.
You know, in a school setting. So to help you be able to now control yourself or teach you coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's all just come full circle, whether it just be, okay, we mentor this kid throughout the day, or he has a court case, or, you know, he's put on an order, and I got, you know, great relationships with the judges where it's like, hey, you know, we're assigning you to go to Better Days to work with Mr. Boyce at Better Day, because, you know, and, you know, granted, you know, the best part about that is when you do very good work, they respect
you. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's been great to have those relationships, but also the respect from them to know, like, no, they get after you.
Yeah.
We don't want to go through the motions where I'm at, you know, because that doesn't work, nor does that help you succeed neither. Yeah. You know, if I'm not teaching you, or if I'm not, you know, getting after you, where I'm like, no, we can't be doing that. You know?
Right. We're talking with Eddie Boyce here on Rational Revolution. What brought you to having that business focus on mentorship of youth?
I mean, growing up, I mean, a lot of the buddies around me, you know, they was missing. They were missing the same things that I was missing, right?
Mm.
A lot of them didn't have father figures, you know? So I knew at that point, I'm like, man, you know, it's becoming critical out here.
Yeah.
Even more so, because when I was coming up, you know, the rule of thumb was you listen to your elders, right?
Yeah.
And you, when they said you follow, well, by the time I was getting out of college and I'm looking around, I'm like, man, this is changing the whole landscape. You know what I mean? Like, kids ain't really listening.
When I say jump, you say how high.
That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was rule of thumb. Like, I said it, so don't you even ask me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's law. Uh-huh. And for me, like, I parent that way.
Yeah, okay.
I am the law. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like my kids, like, they don't even blink. They just like, yeah, dad said it. Like, you know, like, for real. And like, my wife, dad comes home and everybody knows.
Shave up?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, you think about that, right? Like, I grew up, you know, when I think about that.
Yeah, we'll continue this in just a second here. On the other side, we got Eddie Boyce here on the Rational Revolution.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment, They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, everybody. Mark Becker here on the Rational Revolution, talking with dear friend Eddie Boyce, founder of Better Days Mentoring, an all-around good guy. And we're talking about on the other side of the break that he is the guy in the household, and you know, I think this might be the first time because you blew out your Achilles. I might be, you know, if you say jump, say how I might be able to out jump you right now.
No,
no, still not. Eh?
Yeah, I kid you not. I started jumping again about 3 weeks ago.
No way, oh man.
Yeah, so
I'm screwed.
I'm really on a fast recovery track
right, good
right
for you,
now.
Man.
Yeah.
Now, so you were talking about how one of the reasons why you picked and chose to mentor youth is when you got out of college and you saw, you know, times changing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when I talk on that or like when I speak on that, I look at it and I'm like, man, you know, especially for a young minority,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's more access for them now than
yes.
there was when I was growing up. You know what I mean? So now there's more things for them to possibly, you know, now you can end up hopping on YouTube and following a guy that is doing completely just dumb things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas before, like, you actually had to be outside and be around
right.
those individuals
yeah.
for that type of influence, right? So, and I think, you know, the more access these kids have, which is good and bad, right?
Yes.
It's no different than
yes.
technology, right?
Yes.
If it's not monitored the right way or, you know, taught and curbed in the right direction, well, then you just, it becomes more of an addiction and
yeah.
things where you just utilize it in a terrible manner. So, and I look at that and I'm like, man.
How do you see that affecting kids?
Which part of it?
Like the technology and the instant access and YouTube and.
It's pros and cons, right?
Yeah.
But I think what it does do is it makes it, it's made certain kids who, if you are a fake, like where I'm from, you call them fakers or pump fakers.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you really ain't real.
Okay.
But now you
yeah.
can go watch a video clip and talk about some stuff that you ain't never lived.
None of it's real, yeah.
You ain't never lived
yeah.
it. But now
right.
you didn't gain, you heard somebody else talk about it from a neighborhood in Chicago.
Yeah.
Or
right.
in LA. And it's like, you ain't even grow up there.
Right.
Like, what
right.
is you talking about?
What the hell are
you
talking
yeah,
about?
I'm serious, you know?
Yeah.
So like, what it has done is basically, you know, it's made you kind of be enamored,
yeah.
fascinated with things that it's yeah. like, nah, you know what I mean? You got this fascination with things that are a lot of times, you know, you want the jewels, you want the cars,
yeah,
but you don't understand all the other things that are
yeah.
coming with that,
yeah.
you know? So
yeah,
yeah, so the fascination yeah. has, I mean, that's what it's done, is created this crazy amount of fascination for a lot of these young kids where like, the instant gratification now.
That, you know, Ed, I'm a business owner too, and as are you. And I think of like, you know, how many times someone has said to me, and I'm sure someone said, "Oh, that must be nice."
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you have no idea.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, no clue.
Yeah, it is like, not what
oh
you
my
think.
God.
Like, yeah. oh, you're the boss, so like you
that
can
must
do
be
like,
nice.
No, because any issue that comes up, people are not wanting to talk to that individual.
Oh, no.
You ever, and I say this to people, I'm like, when you have a problem, who do you usually ask for when
yeah.
you're dealing with somebody? Let me see the manager, or where's the owner?
Yep.
The manager comes to the owner now. Mm-hmm. So now the owner, and so it's not like, and I explained that to kids, like it's not fit.
Yeah.
For the week.
No.
It's not.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because everything starts and stops with you.
Right.
So you have to be really, or at that point, you have to employ people around you that have those particular great skill sets.
Yes.
That either you don't have or that you're not fond. Like if you're not very fond of firing people, right?
Right.
Well, you're gonna go get you somebody that
that can good. Do it.
You know what I'm saying?
I hate doing that. Yeah, yeah, I know.
You see?
It sucks. Yeah.
You know what I mean? My chiropractor, he talks about it all the time. He's like, man, I hate that. I hate that.
Yeah.
He was like, well, I know you probably don't mind. I said, nah, you know I don't.
I'll come get you.
Yeah, like, hey, look, you know, you got to carry your weight.
Yeah.
We got to get things done.
And no matter what happens, the business has to come first. And, you know, sometimes like when I have to do something that's uncomfortable, I think of like, I can do this or it's my kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, because everything that I do is for them.
Yep.
And my wife. You know, and so, but, you know, people, oh, it must be nice. You have no idea.
No.
You have no idea what that is. So like, you know, talk about Better Days Mentoring. So you started that.
Yep.
You saw kids that needed direction, needed help.
Yeah.
How did that go in the beginning? How did you get your inroads into, you know, organizations and, you know, department, police departments, or, you know, say, hey, don't send this kid off. Call me.
No, I to be honest, I didn't even have to tell them that.
No kidding.
It became more like a partnership.
That's cool.
Where like for them, you know, there's a lot of real things that go on within the city, right?
Yes.
And if you're just going over to a house because another young boy has an issue with another young boy, mm-hmm. or the family has an issue with another family, well, I wouldn't say that you're not really utilizing your time very well, but like for them, it's like, okay, well, we have somebody that can interject on these things,
yeah.
and tell it the way that it is without it being like, well, you're not thinking about them or you're being racist.
Right.
No. Like,
if it's coming from you, if it's coming from me, is this the vessel is.
Yeah, it's different, right?
Yes.
But I'm going in and I'm telling them like, no, these officers ain't wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't be out here carrying around Orbi guns or you know, acting as if you got something like, no, man, that'd get you hurt.
Or worse.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah. Right.
Because I look at it and I say, like, I wouldn't play that game neither.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, what are we doing? So
there's a dangerous game to play.
Yeah, yes. It definitely is. And so I always say, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. I'm not about to go back and forth about it. And granted, you know, I've always said, you know, sometimes you can get some officers that are probably not always the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But then a lot of the guys that I work with over here at the PD and my mentors do, I mean, it really is. It's a great relationship.
They have some good people.
Yeah, really. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's the thing is that, you know, we at this, you know, I always say, you know, we can just make it better.
Well, and it's, you know, it's one thing. It's like you don't want to be judged on other people's mistakes. And I don't think, you know, you can hold the police department to that respect as well.
No, you want to give people an opportunity,
right?
And give them a chance. And for some of these officers that come from smaller areas and now they're here working, it gives them an opportunity, right?
Yeah, and I think the cool thing is, you know, the leadership of the city sees that and sees the changing demographics, and they mm-hmm. want to hire to meet that as well. We're talking with Eddie Boyce here on the Rational Revolution. We'll see you on the other side.
Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief. New Mexico's dealing with a mixed bag of miserable weather.
It's been a hell of a week here between dust, heat, flooding.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham on Face the Nation. The feds are also offering a reward there for info on two wildfires. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she's looking forward to this week's presidential debate, telling CNN she's rooting for President Biden.
I want to see him recreate the magic that we all saw unfold during this Day of the Union address. I was there. I could not believe the electricity, way overperforming expectations.
And an emotional groundbreaking ceremony today at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, where a new building will honor 11 people killed in 2018. Synagogue President Alan Hausman.
We wouldn't have made it to this day without the individuals, groups, and communities who showed up to stand by our side and help us break out of the darkness.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The passing of Willie Mays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened this week.
Something to share from the San Francisco Giants. They say it is with great sadness that we announce that San Francisco Giants legend and Hall of Famer Willie Mays passed away peacefully this afternoon at the age of 93.
He was often described as the best complete baseball player ever. I asked Brewers manager Pat Murphy if he'd ever met Mays.
I did, yeah, a couple times, more than once. Everett Washington, I met him once. I met him in Scottsdale, yeah.
What did the passing of the Say Hey Kid mean to Pat Murphy?
Yeah, that's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pull for, you know what I mean? The guys that I was telling Ricky today, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard, and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. A mix of clouds and sunshine, although there should be a bit more sunshine in the second half of the day. Highs in the upper 70s, light northwest winds. Overnight, lower 60s and mostly clear skies. Sunshine for Monday, highs in the upper 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network and on the Civic Media app.
One of the state's biggest and best farmers markets is right here in Waukesha. Join thousands of your neighbors this Saturday morning between 8 and noon at the corner of St. Paul and Madison along the Fox River. Fresh produce, crafts, flowers, food, and gift ideas of all kinds are on display and on sale. We'll check in live each Saturday morning on WAUK, too. Plan to stock up this Saturday at the Waukesha Farmers Market and stop by our WAUK tent to say hi and register to win a brand new Logger bike. We can't wait to see you.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more and more UW-Madison students are interested in learning about public policy and sinkholes. Why? We'll find out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Rational Revolution. Mark Becker here with friend Eddie Boyce, who's the founder of Better Days Mentoring. We're also going to talk about his sweet restaurant here in the next break or in the next segment. But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, kind of where we are as a society. You know, I often think about how I grew up. I grew up in a very white, very Catholic family, you know, and we always tried to live our faith. Loving thy neighbor, be the best example of Mr. Rogers. There's our Mr. Rogers reference, Todd. I think like once an episode, I always mentioned Mr. Rogers. That dude.
Thank you.
That
Thank
dude
you.
Was badass. Let me tell you. Can I say that on the radio?
Is you
that,
just did.
Okay. but you know his idea of being kind to everyone. I don't know if you remember or if you know of. There was an episode with him with Francois Clemens, who was the black mailman. And well, so during the time Rogers. Of Mr. Rogers, he so like when they were working on desegregating things like public pools, there was Francois Clemens was a black mailman, and it was really hot in the show, and he had this little kiddie pool, Mr. Rogers did, and he's like, why don't you come take a break? And they both put their feet in the pool together, and it was like the first time on TV, like landmark, oh my God, like that's awesome, like how cool is that?
Yeah,
you know. And those little things that people do to fight for equality. And, you know, I every day I try to learn and grow and ask questions and, you know, because I want to better understand everybody and meet people where they are. You know, and it was interesting. I talked to my wife about this yesterday because I said, you know, we're going to talk about, so, and my wife is black. But she grew up, she was raised by a white woman. And it sounds like her mom and your mom were kind of similar with like, hey, you don't just go put your head down, go kick ass, that's it, you know? And so she grew up with that mindset of like, I'm not going to see myself as a black person. I'm going to see myself as a person.
Yeah.
And which is cool, you know? But I think a lot of what we are missing, and I talked to you about this off air, and my wife and I talked about this, in order to understand where we are as a society, it's unconscionable that it took me until my 30s to learn about tribal schools and Black Wall Street and Tulsa Massacre and all like all of these things to understand, okay, the absolute generational trauma that does exist that you have to be cognizant of. And even, you know, with the mindset of you where I'm not going to let that affect me, which is amazing.
That's because I was taught that. Though.
Right. You know what I mean? But I think we also need to have understanding in society of, okay, let's give opportunities. Let's try to understand. I feel like I'm a pretty understanding guy. And I think I know more than most people when it comes to this stuff. And, but you know, and it was crazy. Like when our son was born, when I saw like a prejudice for the first time, we were in the hospital and my son wasn't eating and he was, you know, and this was like day two and he started shaking and the doctor came in and like looked at my wife and was like, oh, he's just, the kid's just going through withdrawals. And he walked out and I was like, what? Like, what? And it took me like 6 months before I recognized what that was. Cause I didn't know. I had no idea. And then I read an article about how black women are like 9 times more likely to die in childbirth than a white woman. And I lost it. I was like, that's what that was? Holy crap. And so growth begins at the end of your comfort zone, right? Some of these things are uncomfortable. That was uncomfortable to me because I didn't know what that was. I couldn't protect my wife. I couldn't protect my kid. How can society expand our understanding? What can we do?
Nothing except for just sit down and have open conversations, right? that's where all of that starts at. I mean, I look at, and I give you an example, right? You know, some of the PD guys or some officers or even, you know, some of the case managers from juvenile justice from Brown County, you know, sometimes when they're meeting certain families, instead of them just being like, well, I'm going to go do this myself. Mm-hmm. The bigger thing is we talk.
Yeah.
You ask. Right.
Right. Right.
And for them, they're asking for help. Like, hey, look, I want to get this off on the right foot.
Right.
You know, because then you already knock down barriers.
Yeah.
In walls. Right.
Yeah.
And I look at that and I say it all the time. Like, you know, I mean, I'm Catholic, right?
Okay.
So we go to Mass every Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, my brother-in-law had did like this. He had did like this huge project. My brother-in-law, Peter Weiss, he had did this huge project just on diversity at parishes in Green Bay.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I can't tell you how many people came up to me and they were just like, man, you know, like it's different,
mm-hmm.
but allowing for your uncomfortable to not be your comfortable. And just, I always say, you know, my mother, you know, so when you talk, my mother grew up in Arkansas, born and raised.
No kidding.
Yeah, oh man, I'm serious.
Wow.
So like her middle school was burnt down.
I bet she had some stories.
Some?
Yeah.
Like, you understand.
Did she ever talk about that?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So like she grew up in Arkansas.
Right.
Born and raised.
I would love to hear some of
that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
15 minutes from Memphis.
Oh God.
So yeah, but you know, one thing for her, and I talk about that all the time, is, you know, she would always tell us, you know, don't sit here and be a victim. Don't sit here and talk about what ain't nobody gonna give you and what you deserve.
Right.
You go and you go take it and you go get it.
Right, right.
And not meaning go and take it and, you know.
Unlawfully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you need to understand that nobody's going to just sit here and give you anything.
Right.
And so that's how we were raised. Because I think, I know for a fact, you know, the things that she saw, her middle school being burnt down, you know, based off people wanting integration. Mm. You know what I mean? So. Yeah. She just grew up, you know, and like she grew up picking cotton.
Really?
I kid you not, you know. But it was never something where she spoke about it in a way where it was like, okay, be a victim. If anything, it was like, hey, listen, I came from this.
Break the cycle.
But I'm, I'm breeding y'all to take it further.
Yeah, that's.
And so she didn't, you know, there was never a time where I came home and I was like, hey, man, this kid called me this or this or this. Yeah. Her bigger thing was you have to be mentally tough, you know what I mean, at all times. And so I just, all of it was just used as motivation for me. And I think from a society standpoint, you know, I also have to expect if we want to sit down and have a candid conversation about something, we talked about that, you know, briefly, I have to expect that you can only display what you know.
Right.
So if you end up saying something where I'm like, nah, that's not all right. Like, you can't say that. You know what I'm saying? I can't look at you and be like, oh, I knew it. You was raised.
You're one of them.
Yeah.
You're
like, one of them. No, you don't know that. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't know that you can't say that. So
now
I'm here to be like, okay, listen.
And I think, like, as much as your mom said, don't be the victim, break that cycle.
Yeah.
I think that's up to my parents to say, if you ever say that, if you ever think that, if you ever look at someone that doesn't look like you and look and think that they're
less than.
Yes.
I mean, all of that. It all starts at home, right? And I think, you know, I mean, for me, right, my wife is white.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So a lot of that teaching, man, it starts at home. Mm-hmm. I don't really get caught up in it. And granted, yeah. Yes, man, I mean, I still go through things now.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
You know what I mean? But
how do you handle that?
Because I grew up having to go through it anyway. So, like, It wasn't something like, it's not anything that makes me, you know what I mean? I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of times, a lot of that stuff, even some of the things that were said to me growing up of what I wasn't going to be, you know what I mean? A lot of that was just like, okay.
I remember that.
Yeah, I don't, you know what I'm saying?
I don't forget.
Yeah, like.
Oh my gosh.
So when I run into you again.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I see you, and it's, oh my, I can't believe it. Mm-hmm.
There was a teacher that was, she's now the principal at the school we went to, and now she's leaving to be a superintendent. And the stuff that she said to me, you know, when I was like a kid with ADD, right? So like I was the class clown, all that stuff. But she said stuff to me, and she said stuff to people in my class that were people of color, and I was like, boy, that's messed up, right? Mm. So I remember, it's like, if I ever see you again, oh, am I going to throw this in your face? Mm. You said I would not amount to anything. You told me that I was going to have to take pills all my life and sit down. You know, you said I should get used to serving people at McDonald's. Oh my God, am I going to remember that?
But you look at some of those things, and like for me, it wasn't even just, you know, it wasn't teachers. It was people in the neighborhood. You know, like it was, you know, it was everywhere, you know, where it was like, man, you ain't. I don't know, you know, and like it didn't help neither, you know. I think me and my brother are like the first two college graduates. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like really.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Yeah.
On both sides. Like I, you know, so I just, I don't know. My mind, like I don't go through all these things about like, hey, you know, what do people think? I don't care what nobody else thinks. I'm about to go do what I want to go do right now. And my mind is set on, like, I'm going to own this, and you know.
This car.
Yeah. Like, that's all, you know. And granted, I always say, you know, anybody that's pursuing anything, life is going to beat you up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's going to be, because it's going to come with that, you know.
And if you think it beats you up on the rise, wait till you get to the top.
Yeah, like because
everybody's trying to knock you.
Yeah, like it gets even crazier you know what I mean? Yeah. Or even when people assume that you're at the top.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, because like even for me, you know, at different points I go through it, like, oh, you know, Eddie, like, you know, who does he think he is? Or like, you know, for me, even people who look like me, like, oh, if he can do it, so can I.
You have no idea.
Right? Yeah, man. Like you don't even understand, you know, what this looks like or what it takes on a consistent basis. So I just think, you
how
know.
How much sleep you lose?
Hell yeah. Sleep, man. You ain't getting no damn sleep. Like, you're going to sleep when you're dead.
That's right. Yeah.
I tell my kids that. Like, I sleep when I'm dead because, you know, everything else. But and that's why I say, you know, like, I don't, you know, sometimes people want to talk. I don't really want to talk politics. I mean, we got to focus on what's in front. And I'm not saying you, but I'm saying in general, you know, like as a community and how we all deal with things. And we just got to be open to the educational part and talking and understanding one another, that the way you came up is different than me.
Yep.
And the way that I came,
appreciating
that's it.
Yes.
That's the only thing, because, you know, that's all we got at the end of the day. Okay, you grew up different than me.
Yeah.
Let me learn some about, and I'm going to teach you about me and how it looks like being a black man.
This is awesome. I love this discussion. The Rational Revolution, Mark Becker here with Eddie Boyce. We'll see you back in a little bit. We all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Rational Revolution here. Mark Becker is your host. Eddie Boyce is my guest. He is the founder of Better Days Mentoring. And you guys are killing it. Like, there was a picture, and you had an event in, like, I think, like, Jordan Love was there. We got Packers. Was it the coat drive? Is that what it was?
Yeah, every year.
Oh, my God. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's been really great. You know, I remember, and this is crazy, like, I'm driving home one day and my phone rings, but I don't know the number.
Yeah.
And usually I don't pick it up.
Yeah, okay.
So I pick it up. I don't either. I pick it up and I'm like, hello. And it was like, this deep voice, I speak to Eddie Boyce. I'm like, who is this? It's Greg Rubermer.
Oh, no way. Yeah, really?
I swear. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Greg Rubermer, like, is for the works
director of player engagement.
Yeah, personnel for Packers.
Yeah, director of player engagement. And so I start, you know.
He I'm does like, have a deep voice.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
My God.
You know what I'm saying? And like, you know what I'm saying? He's a pretty, you know, just
big dude.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Just a burly dude.
Imposing,
you know?
Imposing man.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm like, yeah, so like, what's, like, you know, how can I help? He was like, hey, you know, I got your number from one of the officers that works the games in our security detail. And I want our players to come around and collaborate more.
That's cool.
You know, and do much deeper things on a more ground level. And I was like, all right. Like, I said, okay. And it's going from there, you know. You know, normally, you know, I would, you know, do some coat drives, mm-hmm. you know, 50 coats, 100 coats, but, like, you know, right away, you know, Jair and those guys were like,
that's,
yeah.
So, cool.
So like, yeah. The last one we just did, we had 750 coats.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you guys.
We got rid of them in like 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah, I kid you not. And like, people were like, hey, man, like, did you put anything out on, like, you know, like a newsstand? I'm like, no, because I know everybody.
Right.
Like,
yeah. No, it was, yeah.
So, right away when I released it, like, you know what I'm saying, on social, it was like, it was gone. It was like 60 shit. Like, yeah. it was gone. So, like, but, like, that's the beauty too of being in the community. And I think, I know, you know, like, that's the part that, you know, Gray and a lot of those guys enjoy, is because it can almost, you come here to Green Bay and you don't always think,
yeah,
that there are a lot of struggles and a lot of people, yeah, in need, but there is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people always say, like, man, most people, they wouldn't even come out to get no coat, but everybody know Eddie. They know Eddie don't care at all. You know what I'm saying? Because I come from where they come, yeah, from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think it's so cool because, like, you know, there are people that do things like that, not necessarily for the people who they're serving, but they do it for themselves.
Mm.
And you do it, and it comes from a place where it's so genuine. And, like, that's really a cool thing.
No, that's a blessing, right? Those are the gifts.
But and it's a blessing for the community.
Yeah, but it's only right, right?
Yeah.
For me to give back, You know what I'm saying? To the same community that, again, I used to cause trouble in. Or at times, you know what I'm saying? I'm being for real. Yeah, you know what I mean? But also being here, it makes sense to, you know, to also still be a part of it. Yeah. And so, like, even for those guys, where they're coming from bigger cities.
Yeah.
And they like, man, it's a lot of people that struggle. Like, you know, and for some of them, you know, don't make jokes. Like, I didn't realize maybe I had this many black people.
Yeah, right.
I'm like,
even when we went to school, how more diverse it is now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, like, East was, like, the most diverse school, period.
Now,
like,
white people are the minority.
Man, that whole side of town, Washington, all of that. Like, it's all just kind of changed. So, I think, you know, having those guys, and like I said, you know, I think it was great that even for Gray, you know, to just randomly call me, but he had got my number from somebody, but to say, like, no, like, I want to be involved with things directly in the community. And he was like, I hear that you, I'm like, yeah, like, I'm in it every day. Like, and you know, some of the kids that I've mentored are kids of parents that I grew up with. And then it's oh man, like, you know, like the young boy, you know, he'd be talking crazy, like, man, I ain't doing that. And, oh, what you mean?
I know your dad.
Hey man, you better stop playing. Then suddenly I pull up to his house and his mama like, I told you, this Eddie, right? Here you go. There you, and but now you know what that's gained from him? The respect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or even the daughter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it allows for me to say things that a lot of times a lot of people can't say because the credibility is there. You can't assassinate that and say, oh, well, no, I grew up with your mom and your dad. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like fighting and, you know, some of the homies, you know, they gangbang. Or some of them, they end up going to prison. All of those things are credibility things that you can't take away. So, you know, even when you circle, you know, when you circle around, you talk about, you know, those guys being involved. Those guys come from bigger cities.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those players. So, I mean, it's good. And like those guys, like I still talk to those guys and they're already like, hey, man, we got to
do it again.
Yeah. We like, hey, man, we excited. Like
we don't have a ton of time in it, but I really want to hit on Angelina's your spot. Dude, I tell you, if you're in Green Bay, you got to go. It's the food is the best. You walk into their patio, you close your eyes, you think you're in Tuscany. Like, it is, it doesn't get better. Really.
That was another thing, right? You know, people would always ask me, like, what made you do that? Why not?
Why not? That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Where I'm from, like, people don't even take those type of chance or risks. You know, they just say, you know, you grab a basketball or a football.
Yeah.
My mind has always been like, oh, yeah. And like, it's crazy because I grew up with that family.
Yeah.
Right. So when they first opened in 98, they were right where the Fresh Kind is at right now. I mean, you got 8-10 tables.
In there.
And then when they moved over on Adams,
that's the best location in town.
Yeah. Like, you know, upstairs, I was in like all the natural vines that go across the wall. God. Like, it's crazy. Right. But so pre-COVID, her son, Nerman, who's always been a chef, the 25 years, he came, you know, we would always talk. I would always go in. We all grew up together. We lived two blocks from one another. But I think he noticed Angelina was getting to a point where she was like, okay, I'm ready to bow out.
Yeah.
I've spent, you know, 30 years and I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I've been in it.
Yeah. No, you got 10 seconds.
Yep. So, and fast forward, you know, 2022, it was a done deal.
That's awesome. Please come spend your money there. Eat the food there.
The Shaw, WAUK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and Wisconsinology website creator, director, and producer Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS and Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK and Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX and Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.